Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Good evening and thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Julian Grace. We begin with this right here. Breaking news in Chapel Hill. Just take a look at that right there. Crews are on the scene of a fire at a Mediterranean deli on Franklin Street. Now you can see firefighters on the roof battling the flames there. They did this for hours. Let's bring in WRAL's Carly Haynes. She is live in Chapel Hill with what we've learned about all of this. Carly.
Julian, the fire started at Med Deli, and it took first responders nearly 3 hours to get the fire under control. They got the call at 2:30, and the area is currently closed between Millette and Keenan Streets. The Chapel Hill Fire Rescue, they called for backup. There are several departments here, and we do know people were eating inside at the time, but everybody did get out safely. There's only one reported injury. A Chapel Hill firefighter got a cut, but we're told that they are doing okay. And one thing to take note of here, this business is a staple in Chapel Hill. Everybody who spends time here knows this place. They know the owner. We spoke to a worker who was inside at the time.
This is my house. It's my life, for not only for me, for everybody, for my employees. It's my family working, every family working here together. I'm sorry for everybody.
And smoke and water damage will be a concern for neighboring businesses. Right now, fire investigators are unsure if there's any fire damage to those neighboring businesses. The cause is still under investigation, but we saw the owner and his family here looking out at this. And you can see just from the crowds of people standing by how important this was to the community of Chapel Hill. Julian.
Once again, great to hear that no one was seriously injured. Carly Haynes reporting live for us tonight in Chapel Hill. Thank you. All right, let's go to this scene right here. Raleigh police are also searching for a man who hit a canine officer with a car after a carjacking. It started at 6:30 Friday evening at the Hendrix dealership on Highway 64 in Cary. Police say the man asked to take a truck for a test drive, then pulled out a gun on an employee and ordered them out of the vehicle. Officers say the driver struck the canine officer in a parking lot when he tried to stop them. The truck was later found on Avant Ferry Road in Raleigh, but the driver is still on the run tonight. A 15-year-old boy is in custody, accused of shooting and killing a 14-year-old boy in Sanford. Police say they got the call last night around 9 o'clock. Officers responded to a shooting on McIver Street. Police say they found the victim dead on a couch on the front porch of the home. He had been shot once in the head. Detectives obtained a secured custody order on a 15-year-old boy. He is charged with murder and possession of a firearm by a minor. He was taken to a juvenile security custody facility in Cumberland County and will appear in juvenile court. Let's go to some breaking news right now. Cumberland County deputies are investigating a shooting that killed one person and wounded three others. This happened just before 1 p.m. on Pembroke Lane in East Over community, that is. Police say there was a disturbance that led to four people being shot. All four were taken to the hospital. One died. No word yet on the conditions of the survivors. The sheriff's office is not yet releasing their names at this point. We will continue to ask questions. Investigators say this did not appear to be a random incident. Shattered homes and broken trees, that's what's left from Wednesday's tornado in Nash and Edgecombe counties. Today, volunteers jumped right in, doing what we expect them always to do, and they started piecing together all of the pieces. WRAL's Eric Miller has the story.
Stick by stick, board by board, James Powell's home emerges from the rubble.
Been here since 2007. I mean, everything was here.
Powell was right here, what used to be his shower when the tornado blew through. A phone call saved his life.
So I walked to the front door to look out across and saw how strong the winds were blowing. And by the time I shut the door and turned around, this first tree was coming through the house.
I mean, how close was that to you?
It knocked me to the floor. I had to crawl up under it and go back towards my bedroom.
Now he's picking up what he can inside.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff out. We done got a lot of stuff out.
As volunteers clean up outside.
Throw it out in the same stack with the recyclable stuff.
Crew chief Mike Sanders directing the operation.
Everybody does something a little bit different. We've got different people trained in different areas.
Sanders is with Baptists on Mission. Saturday, the group had nearly 50 people working at homes in Edgecombe and Nash counties, all volunteers.
Most of us do not know each other. Yeah. This is the first time we've met.
This effort, one of many, underway in the disaster zone. Other groups, including United Way Tar River Region, are collecting donations for the storm victims.
A lot of people have been coming through, stopping by, helping, offering things.
For James Powell, any help is appreciated as this crew clears the way for a new life after the storm.
I'm taking it a day at a time right now.
In Brattleboro, Eric Miller, WRAL News.
We are so grateful for those volunteers. Well, this is how you can help the people who were living in the tornado's path. The Rocky Mount Area Chamber of Commerce and United Way set up the Twin County Tornado Disaster Relief Fund. Anyone can donate. Now, 100% of the money goes to people affected by the tornado. You can make a donation online or by mail. We have all the information you need on WRAL.com. Just search tornado. Meanwhile, the FDA said today that it is working with Pfizer to assess the impact of damage at their facility. The agency says don't expect immediate supply issues, but they're closely monitoring the situation. Only 8% of U.S. consumption relies on this facility. And there are backups in the supply chain. For products at risk, the FDA is taking steps to find alternatives. Pfizer says it is carefully controlling its inventory to make sure it's fairly distributed. Pfizer has also said it is working quickly to restore the facility's operations. All right, it has been a beautiful day today, right? But there's some chance of some spotty showers this evening. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione is with us now with what to expect. Anthony.
Yeah, Julian, we've seen actually a little bit lower humidity for us today. It's still muggy here in most of our viewing area, but the fuel here for some of the storms has gotten going, especially across our southern areas right now. That's kind of where the focus has been and where it's going to be. We head over toward in east of Wilson right there toward Greenville, North Carolina, Goldsboro in your direction. Not necessarily seeing any lightning showing up with these, and we're not expecting any severe weather, but it's just kind of regular old summertime storms. You notice this line right there kind of pushing a little bit closer toward Dunn. That could spark a few more here as we go into tonight. There's Futurecast, though. Notice a lot of that coverage focused down to the south of the triangle. We're not going to see a whole lot of shower activity. More rain, though, potentially on the way for us. A little bit better coverage into tomorrow evening, Julian. We'll walk through that here on Futurecast, show you how the rest of the weekend looks and some much warmer temperatures here in just a few minutes.
Okay. Thank you, Anthony. A crash caused a brief power outage for hundreds of Duke Energy customers. Officers closed lanes near Washington Street around 2 a.m. We're told a driver ran off the road, hit a power line pole, and landed in a ditch. You see it right there. The person's injuries are still unclear. All power outages in the area were restored just after 5 a.m. Well, you may have to find an alternative route to RDU Airport over the next few months. Here's why. Two ramps connecting I-40 to Airport Boulevard are closed as crews work on improvements. The ramp from I-40 West to Airport Boulevard and the ramp from Airport Boulevard to I-40 East. Those ramps won't reopen until later this fall. Similar work at the interchange was completed in January when the new bridge reopened. Work on the second bridge will begin in the next few weeks. There's a bridge and lane closure along Interstate 40 between Raleigh and Clayton this weekend. The Jones Sausage Road Bridge is closed until 5 a.m. Monday for repairs, and detours are in place. When the bridge reopens, there will be one less lane on the southbound side. That's what we're told. Also, the outside lane of I-40 East between NC 42 and the Cornwallis Road Bridge is closed for construction for new lanes. Drivers should be aware of the detours and stay alert as crews will be working close to those travel lanes. Also, crews have also temporarily closed a ramp from Western Boulevard to I-440 West. It's all part of the ongoing Beltline Improvements Project. The closure is expected to last about 9 days. Drivers will need to go to I-440 East to the Hillsborough Street Exchange, interchange, I should say, to get on 440 West. Crews are rebuilding the ramp and a portion of the new outer lanes for the Beltline. Raleigh police teamed up with Triangle Shooting Academy to promote gun safety this afternoon. Chief Patterson helped hand out gun locks to those in attendance at the academy on Mount Hermon Road. Now, it's estimated that 162 guns were reported stolen from vehicles in Raleigh just last year. Raleigh police and the Wake County Sheriff's Office partnered to provide 1,000 gun locks for free. Chief Patterson stressed the importance of having those safety locks.
Across the state, we have seen where firearms are being stolen from vehicles. We are seeing where young people are getting their hands on firearms. So it's so important that we make sure that firearms are secure.
Here's some more information you can take with you. Those in attendance say if you don't have a gun lock, you should remove the magazine and store it in a safe place. Hundreds of athletes hope to skip, flip, and even spin their way to a world championship. Look at this, including jump ropers from our area. We'll take you to Colorado, where local athletes hope to skip their way all the way to the top. And this, the Mega Millions jackpot is only getting bigger after no one matched all six numbers in last night's drawing. But a couple of people right here in our state are still big, big winners, even if they don't get the grand prize. I'll explain coming up next.
Now, if no one matches all six numbers,
Welcome back. Several local teams are in Colorado Springs for a jump rope competition. The International Jump Rope Union's World Championship is taking place this weekend, and Cary's YMCA Super Skippers have advanced to the final rounds.
All of us are representing our countries and not just our individual club teams.
For having 27 countries compete and over 1,200 athletes, knowing that you are in the top six of America and representing your country is just amazing.
Yes, Super Skippers, bring it on home. Tomorrow's event starts at noon and runs until 7 p.m. We have a programming note for you this weekend. NBC's coverage of the Open Championship resumes tomorrow on WRL from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. You can watch our 7 a.m. news on WRL News Plus and WRL News Plus. You can find it on the channel 34 over the air, Spectrum 1257, or in the WRL app or on your smart TV and mobile device. We will be there waiting for you with brand new content. $820 million. That's how large the Mega Millions jackpot is tonight. No one matched all five white balls plus the mega ball last night. That means there's still a chance. The cash option is now $422 million. Now, even though there was no jackpot winner, two players in North Carolina each won $1 million by matching the five white balls. Now, one of those tickets was bought in Wayne County. This is what else we found out. Another was bought online. The next drawing is Tuesday night. You can watch it live right here on WRL right before our 11 o'clock news. We will have those numbers just for you. Uh-oh, you're laughing, Anthony. I believe you might have a ticket.
I don't. I was thinking, you know, at least there's still a chance. So
there's a chance, right? There's some hope. There's some hope out there.
The Powerball one, you know, I was thinking, oh, I could have gotten a ticket, but, you know, that was out in California. So maybe this next time we'll try it, Julie.
I get it. But there is some chance for rain, right?
Yeah, we have some rain out there right now. On the whole here, we are actually looking at a lucky forecast out there for us into tonight. We do have some storms, though, down to the south. So I want to focus on that. We currently are seeing those here on radar as we speak. Right around the Goldsboro area, just to the east of Goldsboro. Wilson looking relatively dry at this point, but we head again toward Greenville, North Carolina. That's where we kind of have a cell pushing through. Not lightning or anything like that showing up with that one. And we head down to the south there. You notice this line, though, just to the east of Dunn. That's continuing to push up toward Dunn, so we could see potentially that line spark a few more showers and storms, let's say in Smithfield, Dunn. I don't think it's going to be widespread coverage, though, for us tonight. Clinton looking relatively calm, but again, down to your south, we have some light showers at this point. Love this shot right there, though. This is our White Lake camera. You can see looks a little bit ominous out there. We do have a storm off in the distance. You can see that's kind of in our southern part of our viewing area. Otherwise, looks relatively calm, a nice day out there. If you see lightning, though, by the way, head inside off the water. It's not going to be safe here if you are out and about. I don't expect severe weather, though, for us tonight. We're at 86 is what it feels like in Raleigh, 75 in Goldsboro. These temperatures, those feels like temperatures, how nice nice is that compared to the 100, 105 that we've seen here in some spots over the past week? Noticeably better here in that department. It is still muggy out there, though, for a lot of us. There's future cast as we head through tonight. A lot of that rain coverage is going to stay to the south, and it's not going to be a complete washout for us. We head into early tomorrow morning, starting off our Sunday here, actually on a pretty nice note. I think we'll see partly cloudy skies. Going through the day, though, another chance of some storms. There's lunchtime. We should still be dry at that point. It's when we head into later on in the afternoon, even the evening hours, where it starts to get a little bit more unsettled. There's 9 o'clock. This is a brand new Futurecast run, and it's doing a pretty good job of showing, again, especially our southern areas, but we'll call it scattered showers and storms for a lot of us. You see it kind of starts to fill in a little bit there later on in the evening. We do, though, have a chance, a level 1 out of 5, from the Storm Prediction Center, mainly south of the triangle, for some of those to be on the stronger side. Looks like gusty winds, maybe some very small hail would be the primary threats tomorrow. I want to talk about this, though. This is kind of new in the past hour or so. We now have Hurricane Don in the northern Atlantic, Category 1 hurricane. Winds are at 75-mile-per-hour winds. Don't worry, though. This is going to continue to stay out to sea, not be a big issue for anyone, and really start to weaken here as we head into Monday. But it is certainly taking advantage of some of that warm water before it gets into the colder waters up near Newfoundland. Here's where we are headed, though. Still looking at a relatively below normal weekend, actually. 88 for us on Sunday, 87 on Monday. We do, though, see those temperatures, Julian, heat right back up into next week. We're at 97, very hot here into Saturday of next weekend.
All right, Anthony, thank you. Well, sports is next. The Women's World Cup continues. We catch you up on the local players hitting the pitch in Australia next in sports.
Look who's in Spartanburg. Newly signed number one overall pick, quarterback Bryce Young, and the rookies arrived for Carolina Panthers training camp today. The first practice day, by the way, is Wednesday, July 26th. Speaking of training camp, the Panthers have placed 4 players on the active, physically unable to perform list. They are all injured, but can return at any point during training camp. That's Austin Corbett, John Penasini, Jalen Redmond, and in-state rookie Chandler Zavala. For the other football, Denmark taking on China in Group D of the Women's World Cup, the beautiful Sydney Opera House. Scoreless in the second half, the Courage's Rieke Madsen with an opportunity, but it gets a bad bounce and dribbles off to the side. In the final minutes of the second half, corner kick up, Amalie Vansgaard header, and she finds the back of the net. Denmark takes the lead, and in stoppage time, China with an opportunity to find the equalizer, a free kick. Oh! Nearly in, but when you review it, it is clearly offside. Denmark gets 3 points and the win, 1-0 the final. A lot of UNC on the English squad, including head coach Serena Wiegman, as they play Haiti, also in Group D. A lot of replay on this one, so bear with me and pay close attention. It looks like this is a handball. It seems pretty much like it on the set piece in the first half. One more time on the replay. Yeah, that's a handball, so free kick for Georgia Stanway and the Lionesses. It's in and oh, saved by Haiti. What a block, but not so fast. Another review. The goalkeeper came off her line too far, so redo the penalty kick. Stanway gives it another look. Stanway's not gonna miss it this time. Buries it. England and Wiegman go on to win 1-0. The Women's World Cup continues tomorrow with more group stage play. You can watch France take on Jamaica on Fox 50. Coverage begins at 5:45 in the morning. When the match is over, why not turn to WREL for coverage of the Open Championship? Will American Brian Harman hold on for his first ever major win? Coverage begins at 7 a.m. To the USLW national title game, the Indy 11 hosting the NC Courage U23 team. Courage trailing 1-0. Mia Oliaro with the cross to Laura Martino. The header in the corner. What touch. It's a tie game. Still 1-1 in extra time. Aaliyah Martin is going to get a hold of it eventually for Indy. Bobbles it. And oh my goodness, the bike. Are you serious? Indy takes the lead. They'll win the USLW national title over the Courage. 2-1 the final score. 5.5 years ago, the Helinskis lost their son, a Washington State quarterback, to suicide. Now they travel the country giving Tyler talks in locker rooms, close moments to speak on mental health. Mark Helinski says he sees his son in these athletes every time.
When you get that intimate with a group like that, it's almost impossible not to have Tyler's face sort of transposed over one of them. And it gives you, you know, it gives you courage and purpose, I suppose, but it makes it difficult too.
Coming up tonight, we catch up with Mark and Kim Holinsky, as well as the Holly Springs Salamanders, what it was like inside the locker room for a Tyler talk, and why their message of mental health makes a difference, Julian.
The Holinskys are making a difference. Thank you, Lewis. Appreciate you. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. NBC Nightly News is next. And then on the records, Lena Tillett talks with the Durham police chief about the tragic shooting of a 5-year-old who was just laid to rest yesterday. Hear that wide-ranging interview at 7 p.m.